This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at the Farley Service Plaza. This time of the broadcast, this is the second time I've done it, it's sort of like being in a bar after it's closed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the festivities are over. Now everybody's just trying to get to the shore.
Everyone's trying to get out.
Yep.
And we're still here, baby.
We're still here. Yep.
Never leaving. Yeah. Never leaving.
Pete has finished up his toll paying, so you got to pay for it from now on.
Yeah, now you got to pay.
Yep. Jack, are you ready, my friend? All right, let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So the other night, we had a nice event at the station, of course.
At Odyssey Philadelphia for all our partners.
All the partners came down. The two Lombardis were there. I saw Ike cheesing in the
see my picture today?
The photo that came out
today. I did.
Today.
I saw it. Yep.
It was good. It was good. Yeah. And, of course.
As close as I've been.
Wasn't going to bring it up. But, of course, most of the WIP was staff. Yep. Staff was there.
Yep.
I say most, not everyone. So what I have for you today is the top five most notable. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Fran wasn't there.
At least all the on-air people were there, which is rare.
Yeah, all the daytime, full-time. Yeah,
we were on-air.
Kyle didn't go.
Oh.
Come on, Quinn.
Kyle Quinn.
You gotta be.
What the hell was he doing?
Now, you know he wasn't doing anything.
Exactly.
He's gotta start working his way around.
Why wasn't he there? Did you question him about it? Or is this the first time you brought
this
it up?
This is the first time I brought it up.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? You think I talk to people behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Everything goes on the air. So the most notable things that I saw at the open house. Number five was Ike bullying me. You know, having a nice conversation with people that I don't often talk to at work. He's like, he comes by, talk to people you don't already know.
Yeah, it's your truth, though.
Yeah,
he's trying to coach
you. You create a whole scene. Everyone started looking at me, and they just walked away. You know?
But, I mean, it's the truth.
I did not create a scene.
You don't go to that event and just talk to the four people you always talk to.
Exactly, that he already knows.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen him in a while.
You got to press the flesh, man. You got to talk to our partners.
I got to do what?
You press the flesh. Shake hands. Yeah.
I know that's what they called it.
Yes. I'm not saying you need to sleep with them. I'm saying you need to meet them and shake their hands.
Yeah, I didn't think that's where we were going.
Yeah, well, that's what you were hitting at.
I never heard that term in my life.
I didn't say you had to bump uglies with them. I said you had to press the flesh.
Yeah. Just keep going. Keep going. It's good. Dynamite stuff. So I was bullied by Ike yet again in public.
I was just trying to help you, man.
I was trying to encourage you to talk to others.
Yes.
At the outing.
It's a big moment. Get your name out there.
Show's hot.
He literally got mad at me too about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Show's hot.
Just let him stand in the corner, drink his IPA, and talk to Seltzer. Like, that's, come on.
I was drinking a Miller Lite.
Okay.
The fourth most notable thing that happened at the open house was Mosh macking on everyone.
Oh, was he?
Oh, my God. If someone has breathing air, there was Mosh.
Yes, Moses.
This is sort of true, yeah.
Really? I didn't see it.
Oh, the cheerleaders.
Poor Mosh.
They were getting an earful.
Really? Get up that high?
Let Mosh do his thing, man. Let him do his thing, man.
Now, what was he doing more of?
Eating
or eating?
Well, he definitely was going back and forth between the two.
He was
eating and macking. Snacking and macking.
We should call that the
Snacking and Mackin. Yeah. That's the name of Moshe's podcast, Snacking and Mackin.
You know, the cheerleaders are there. They're there to take pictures with people. Yeah. So they're just friendly by nature. It's what they do.
But you can't do that around Moshe. You can't be friendly.
Moshe's taking that ass. Oh, yep. They really like me. I'll just stand here and talk to them for 20 minutes.
Not knowing that they go to these events, that's what they do.
That's what they do, yes.
Yeah. Moshe went home thinking he had a shot.
Yep. Mom, guess what?
That's dirty, man. That's wrong. It's 5 o'clock. Is he left yet? Is he out of the building yet?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Memorial Day Friday? There's no way he's in there.
I don't think anyone was there. Friday.
Yeah, Buzz left an hour ago. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mosh.
You're not sorry at all.
Sorry, Mosh. All right.
Snacking and Mackin' is such a good podcast name, by the way.
He's walking around with a boombox playing Return of the Mac all the time.
With a bag of chips.
Yeah.
All right.
Whew. The third most notable thing that happened at the open house was Elliot with a straight face. Like, he knows he was playing the game.
I don't even think I saw Elliot.
Well, you know what their problem was? They were trapped right by their booth. Like, they're not
when they had to take the tour.
Yeah.
So they were
just at the podcast studio the entire time talking to people. Yeah.
And we were walking around snacking and macking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But he was charming clients and laying out the case why Jalen's second best quarterback in football.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, no doubt that's what he was doing.
He did it three times. I had to walk away each time. So I'm not, you can do this with the clients. You got to sell. You got to be Elliot.
Right.
I don't need to sit around for this.
Well, by the way, it works because everybody shows up in like a Birds jersey or something.
Yep,
so everybody just wants to hear about, oh my God.
Yep.
Smart move by Elliot, but disgusting.
Yep. It was disgusting work.
Yeah.
They also all want to know why Spike and Jack not like Jalen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not that I don't like him. Well, Jack can speak for himself. Sure. I'm speaking for me. It's not that I don't like him.
Yeah. I'll eventually get there. Second most notable thing that happened at the open house was Spike being the first to leave again.
Wow.
I mean, it's every time. We had the draft event, first one out the building.
Hold on. I told Rod I had an 8 o'clock podcast, and I could stay until 7:05.
It seems like you always have a podcast.
And by the way, somebody was following me out, and then he got hung up.
No, dude.
You got hung up.
I was letting you finish. I was going to tell you what happened.
Okay, yeah, what happened?
Yeah, you led me right into the trap.
Was Rod there?
Rod was sitting right there.
Now, I already told Rod.
I'm following Spike out of here.
Yep.
You know, thinking I'm escaping with him. And meanwhile, Rod is sitting right there. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I stayed in the hallway, and I sort of watched, and I'm like,
oh, yeah. I got to
save myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was, yeah, you can go ahead and go.
Yep.
Because you had an actual excuse to leave, and I did it.
I did.
I was ready to go.
No, I know.
And Jack.
That's a big social event.
So, you know, I don't mind those things. Those things are fine. It started at 6 o'clock. What's the latest you can go? 7:30, 8 o'clock? Fine with me.
Well, I found out. Like, they even had Hugh there the whole time.
I know.
Wow. I thought he was gone. He was still there.
You go to 8? Is that what
we
went to?
Yeah, it was 8. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Around that.
Yeah.
But the number one most notable thing that happened at the open house was the camera walking around with a handwritten name tag. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
As if people don't know who Jojo Camera is there, you know?
Yeah.
And he looked 5 months pregnant.
Yeah. I don't know if this is appropriate, but we were standing off to the side, and I won't even say who pointed it out to me. Somebody pointed out. I looked over, and I quick snapped a pic for Jack, just in case he needed it. Joe.
And then, by the
Joe looks like he's with child.
He does.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, I didn't know you did that. I walked past him. I noticed it.
I also took a photo.
I got closer.
Yes. Jack got right next to him.
Right next to him.
Yeah, I thought I had a sneak one.
No. Yeah. No, he's locked in on Merrill.
Yeah.
He's talking to Merrill. And it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. If you post that thing, listen.
You can't post it.
Well,
I thought mine was bad.
I know.
That's, no, this
I think
is
that's worse than mine. Yeah.
This is so so much worse. You can't post it. It's that bad.
Yeah, but if he
at some point he will post
if he
it.
Steps over a line or I go 5-0 or whatever.
I mean, 0-5.
No. Well, that won't happen. I'm okay. Saying like if I go 5-0, I'm going to post it anyway. But it is, it's a tough look.
It's troubling.
It is troubling.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
As a grown man.
I mean, I'm thinking Rod may need to institute some type of fitness. Requirement. Well,
remember, that's I had told the Joe and John once when I saw them the way that they were eating during the midday show meetings, and this John was in a bad place at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys are going to die. You keep eating like this, and my career depends on you surviving, so I'm going to need you to do better than this.
Eat better.
Yeah, now John, look at John.
Yeah,
John,
looks great.
John looks great.
Looks like a lion.
The camera is falling apart.
Looks like a llama.
Yes. Like a reverse llama or something.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't look good.
It's a bad picture.
It doesn't look good.
It really is.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. 215-592-9494. Matt or Mike in Sewell.
And I'm not eating like I'll eat.
Buzz, what are you doing?
What was that?
Yeah. I talked to him last break.
Last break? It's 5:10.
Dominic in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Dominic?
Hey, guys. How you doing? First of all, we need to get a pulse check on Broads after that beatdown. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, Broads got sliced and diced by Al, I believe. I mean, that was – I don't think – truthfully – Dominic, I don't think Broad saw it coming.
I don't think he did either.
And he was stunned by it. He was stunned.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I came in to talk about the Phillies. I think you guys know my stance on the Phillies, but I have facts here that I can support it with. Unlike you, Spike, when you talk about how Jalen led the league in turnovers in 2023, I tried Googling it. I couldn't find it. It turns out he was fifth that year.
Oh, no. Anyways, well, that's something to celebrate for sure.
Well, I'm just saying. You go running
that means he had a good year. That means he had a good year, you know.
Okay. Well, listen. So this year they're what? They're 7 or 8 games over 500?
The Phillies are, I believe, 13 games over 500.
Last year this time they were 34-17. And then the year before that.
Oh.
No.
In those losses. Okay.
I'm going to give you a chance to say that again, Dominic, because your cell went out. So go ahead. They were 34-18 at this point last year. Go ahead. I know you have it written down, so just say it.
Yeah, I have everything written down. And then they were 22-25 the year before that.
Yep.
And during those years, during those 25 losses, they lost to the World Series winner. Okay. They lost to the Yankees and Red Sox, all these teams that made the playoffs. Okay. And then following that this year, there's no faith that they're going to get the bullpen settled out. If you look at the last 2 years' acquisitions at the deadline, who has been great? Estevez was an okay mid reliever, okay? Lorenzen had one good game. So I don't have any faith that they're going to bring anyone in the bullpen. And they're scared of Scott Boras. They're not going to put Ranger in the bullpen, even though it's the best thing for the team. But they're going to keep up with the 6-man rotation. Then they're going to bring up the guy I think they should trade for all the prospects. But I don't know how you.
All right,
see
you want to trade Andrew Painter? Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I would rather trade Abel, to be honest with you. After one good performance, keep Painter if everyone's talking about it like he's the real deal. My point is though, where are they showing you any belief that they're actually going to win the thing? When they play better opponents, and you're doing the right thing.
But
they
have played better opponents. They took 2 or 3 from the Guardians out there. They took 2 or 3 from the Cubs out there. They swept the Rays.
They took two or three from the Dodgers.
They haven't played they took 2 or 3 from the Diamondbacks. They've played tomato cans this week, but they have played good competition and played well. They've struggled against the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was my next point. The Cardinals aren't anything special either.
Yes.
And I think if you were to play the Dodgers again, I think it would be a little bit different. The real test is going to be coming up next week when they play against the Braves.
And if they take 2 or 3, what are you going to say then?
I'm still going to say they're dead.
I know. Because nothing they're going to be able to do is going to. And by the way, they're 37-14 at this time last year at the 93 run differential, so you're wrong on that.
No, I was. Whatever. They had a better record last year.
Of course they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what difference did it make?
Well, it makes a difference because they've shown that they can have a good record at this time last year, and still, it just seems like every year's a regression.
So when you said he's not buying it.
So when you watch him, what do you see that you don't like?
I still don't like the outfield, and I think when the security guard saw Rojas out there and didn't let him in, I think they should have sent him back to AAA. The security guard was on something. He's trying to do us a favor.
Wow.
Dominic, do you, like, so I guess I'm not super familiar with this debate. Do you just not, like, what in your gut, just without all the, like, what do you not, you just don't believe in them at all? Is it just, like, this core of this team that you don't believe in?
Yes. That's okay. That, and I just think it's almost like Aaron Judge, not comparing Bryce Harper to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is better, but, like, it's almost like until Aaron Judge wins something, he's kind of on the same level as Bryce Harper. They never won a championship with Aaron Judge. And I'm not saying that he's like that level, but it's just like you could be really great and have all these great – you could win the MVP and everything, but until you win the World Series, does it really mean anything? We talk about all the time with the Sixers.
Yeah, I think baseball's different. Baseball's different. And then, now I think
Bonds had the same postseason struggles for many years.
Yeah, and you know what?
The World Series.
The thing is, I think Bryce Harper would agree with you. I think if you asked Bryce Harper, he would tell you that is the thing he's chasing, and his personal success wouldn't mean anything. But unfortunately,
well, he's done everything else already.
Right. But like, unfortunately, like the best player on a baseball team, and the big difference between Aaron Judge and Bryce is, and I think Aaron Judge is a much better player, but Bryce has performed in the postseason, and Aaron Judge has not. And the irony here is Shohei Ohtani goes and wins the World Series last year. He hits 200, but he gets a World Series trophy on his resume, whereas Bryce goes into the Mets series and has an OPS of like 1100, and they lose, and it's on him. So that's just how it goes sometimes. But I don't think I guess I just, like, it's very hard for me to pin it on a baseball player,
I guess. And just to, not to say talk about the Dodgers or anything, but when he's just DHing, that's kind of like a little asterisk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think you got to be playing the field and be a little bit more of a contributing player than that. But
same page.
He's not great either.
Yeah, same page. Yeah. For next question today, Dominic, do you have a best thing or worst thing about the summer?
Yeah, the worst thing about the summer is when it's really friggin' hot, you just keep getting swamp ass even when you're just, like, walking around.
There it is.
A little swamp ass action.
Yep. The Buzz Wilson.
Hey, no, that's I don't even, that's past swamp. I don't even know what that is.
Soupy.
Yeah, that's trying to think of another, another body of water.
Yeah, keep going down.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz, do you have the Saquon audio where he talked about the Eagles? Here is Saquon on the Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean podcast.
Exciting mics.
Talking about where he thinks the Eagles are in NFL history.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was built to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant we were on offense and special team. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
We were working together.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have training camp, but like, it's kind of different when it's just in game.
You're in the
like
the
how
moment.
Your coach really is. Like, how's he calling the game? Like, getting used to that and kind of getting used to the guys you play with. But after the bye week,
I think we just all bought in.
We just bought in.
Yeah, I think we all just bought in. And like, you hear like the outside noise and expectation. Like, we didn't care how it looked. Only thing we cared about was winning football games. And when you have the talent, skill that we have in our team mixed with the coaches, we all play together like how we played. Like, teams really stood no chance.
This might not be fair, but I do believe that last year's Eagles team, where it gets put in NFL history, depends on how they play the next few years. I think sometimes, like a one-and-done team, no matter how good they are, I think history sort of forgets them a little bit more, or they don't get the same, like, it doesn't stick the same way. Like, if you had had, if you had only had one of those Cowboys teams win a Super Bowl, I don't think we would think of one of those Cowboys teams as an all-time team. But if they win a bunch of them, it like raises the profile of the other ones. I think if they get another run with this core, it'll elevate what not what we think of the 2024 Eagles, but what everybody else thinks of the 2024 Eagles.
Yeah, but do you agree that it's a top five team all time?
I probably not, but I don't know. I guess I haven't even thought about it that much.
I think it's top five since 2000.
Since 2000?
All time is pretty tough.
I would say no all time.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure it's top 10 all time.
Right, yeah.
Like, all time is all time.
Yep.
So that means you have to go back through all the damn teams.
Yep.
And now Saquon had an all-time individual season.
He did.
There aren't any other all-time performances on the team from last year.
No. No.
The defense wasn't all-time.
No, it was good.
It was good. It was a good defense.
Yep.
But, I mean, they didn't set any records.
No. Nope.
That was not, you know, to be an all-time defense. And the receivers didn't have all-time years. They didn't even have their best years last year.
It's almost like,
and the quarterback we know didn't have an all-time year.
Now, they do have the tush push, which is a signature play that it will be remembered.
It's almost like they're calling.
I don't know how fondly it'll be remembered.
Just letting you know.
Well, it's almost like their calling card is good at everything, almost, instead of most of the teams that you look at as an all-time team, like, you're like, wow, that was one of the greatest defenses of all time, or that was one of the greatest offenses.
Yes.
The Eagles are like a 7.8 at everything, as opposed to being a 10 at one thing. They're almost like, when you look at I've argued with my friends about how good last year's Celtics were, and they're all like, they weren't that good. And I'm like, well, when you look at it, they won 65 games at a point differential of 11. They lost like four games all playoffs. Of course they are. But they didn't have like that one season from anyone, or that one like calling card. Like, it's weird. The Eagles.
Nor did they beat all-time teams to get there.
Right, right. That's the
you
other
know what
thing.
I'm saying?
Yeah. And this Eagles team, they beat the Chiefs with Andy and Patrick Mahomes. But we'll look back as that was maybe not one of the best Chiefs teams that was, you know, of the era.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it was a great season by him.
Yeah.
And I know he's in the moment that he's feeling good.
Well, and his season was all time.
Yes, his season was all time. But there are some Super Bowl teams. The 89 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great team.
Yep.
The 85 Bears is an all time team.
Yep.
Right? Like, there's some all time. The 99, the greatest show on turf.
Greatest show on turf.
Is an all time team. There's some all time teams out there.
The Legion of Boom Seahawks, all time team.
Right.
Yep, for sure.
I think since 2000, you made the case top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to look at them.
Yeah. I mean, those Patriots teams, they were great, but they weren't. I think this Eagles team, if they were lined up, now you'd give the Brady Belichick kind of. I get it, but like,
damn good defenses also.
Yeah,
Yeah, but I don't know. They weren't. I think their defense in the early 2000s were better than later.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I don't know which Patriots. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know which Patriots are better.
Yeah, I don't know which one you're.
Well, the 16-0 Patriots are probably the best one.
That's the best. Yeah, that's still the best team I've seen since 2000.
Yes. Yeah, well, they were terrifying.
It's a shame that Eli won that game. It really is.
It is. It really was a shame. No, it wasn't a shame.
Yes, it was. I wish they won that game.
I was actually rooting for the Giants that game.
Really?
I was hating the Patriots a lot. That was 07. It was still fresh.
Yes. And they robbed them.
Yes.
They cheated.
It was still fresh.
Come on, Jack.
Yeah. And that was right in the middle of that. Yes.
Yeah. I got you. I wanted to see. I wanted to say I saw the greatest football team I've ever seen. I was sick of the Dolphins.
So you wanted to do the whole. Yeah, I'm tired. Well, here's the funny thing about that Dolphins team is that they were 17-0. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing great about that. They just happened to go undefeated that
year. Yeah.
It seemed like a lot of people in the area that were rooting for the Giants in that game.
Because we hate the Patriots.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I was rooting for the Patriots. I'm a Brady's man.
Ugh. Rooting for the Patriots is disgusting.
I like all-timers. And I didn't know you
Patriots.
Yet.
You were rooting for the Patriots.
Jack, wow.
I love Brady.
Your Eagles,
I love Brady.
Your Eagles credentials.
It's really coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. That's my man. Yeah, I think he's the best.
The high hopes, Jack.
Well, he is the best.
Yeah, just like
you. I mean, you have to be a fan of it.
Were you rooting for the Giants in 07?
No. You know what? I don't even remember. There's no way I was rooting for the Patriots.
I didn't root for either one in 11 when they had the repeat.
Sure, I didn't.
I didn't root for either one.
I'm sure I was rooting for the Giants.
But I was rooting for the upset of the Patriots.
Because the time, we hated the Patriots more than anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
But out of their respect.
They were the evil. Because that was right when the whole cheating stuff came out. It was that year, right? That was
yes.
Yeah, it was that year. Yeah.
Respect greatness, though. That's what I was about.
You don't have to root for something to respect
but
it.
Why?
Well, listen, I didn't root for the Bulls either. So
I know. You've always been
a
hot take
artist. Yeah.
You've always been a contrarian. But I don't, to see a team go the full gambit and close it out, I was rooting for it.
All right.
2-5.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. Yeah.
I wish I did.
Oh, you're disgusting. You and AJ Brown.
Yeah, you and AJ.
Yeah.
I had something in common.
Man, Edelman.
All right. All right. We're the Farley Service.
We're fired up
with
about
Chickies
Vrabel,
and Feeds. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't have to go to see Metallica tonight. I mean, that's a bigger deal.
Oh, like a much bigger deal.
Yeah, you think they're listening on the drive into the stadium?
Probably not.
No, you don't think so?
We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Peach for the official kickoff to summer. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who won the debate about Rick Tocchet? Al Morganti or Hunter Brody?
Something tells me Al crushed it.
68.5% Al Morganti.
Yeah. I would never say I doubted Al. But I was surprised. I was wondering what the intensity level was going to be.
We doubted Al.
And we doubted him, and he knew we doubted him.
And I think Brode's being so over the top at the beginning got Al's back.
Yeah.
If Al goes first, you don't get that response.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, is 3.5 hours too long for a concert? 54.6% say yes. All the 45.4% say noers are Springsteen
psychos.
People.
Or Fish people.
Yeah.
Or Grateful Dead.
3.5 for one act?
For one act.
Yeah, that's
too
a little
much.
Long. Yeah, that's too long.
Because Ellie's thing is
the whole night is fine. 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
for the
that's
whole
what
night.
I was kind of thinking. Four, yeah, one act. Yeah, I don't need 3 hours.
7 p to 11 p. All good.
Right.
All good for one night, you know, but not for one act.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Well, because Elliot's thing is when he goes to a concert, he wants it to be an hour and only the hits.
Yeah, well, because Elliot is like a kind of like a girl with music.
Wow.
I mean, it just kind of is.
Yeah,
huh? He just assaulted Elliot and women.
He's going to go to he's going to get an espresso martini tonight at the Beyonce concert.
Yep. With his Cowboy Carter hoodie.
No, the finger's up tonight. He's jamming tonight. You know he is.
Man,
he is jamming tonight.
How we let him cover football.
Yep. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Let's talk about our baseball team, why don't we?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Well, first off, I want to make sure I get this out of the way. I wrote a book. I co-wrote a book alongside my good pal Kevin Reavy, and we're going to be with Joe Conklin July 12th down at in Ocean City Music Pier. So obviously I will not be doing stand-up. I'm not a stand-up guy. But
shocker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. But I'll be there signing copies of Ring the Bell.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com to pre-order, and you can still get a signed copy and free shipping. So
there you go.
And Ike might sign it, might sign it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to get a book that isn't signed by Ike that we're going to have to remedy.
I might just forge Ike's signature.
There you go.
I'll say, holla at your boy.
Yeah.
And then a fake Ike.
5'8".
Yeah. 5'8".
Yeah. That's all going to be. So, Fransky's going to be on TV tonight. I'm sure you guys are going to be up for the 10 o'clock start.
I'll be up. I'll be home. That's when I'll be getting home.
Yeah. You'll be up?
Me? because the end of the Knicks game.
Knicks Pacers. Go Pacers.
Go Pacers.
By the way, I mean, what a game the other day.
What a choke job.
So sad to see the Knicks choke. Really? Just so disappointing. I never thought I'd be cheering for the Pacers hard.
The Pacers, really.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Usually I don't like when athletes try to do something that was iconic in the past, but I appreciate the Halliburton choke thing.
And pointing to Reggie Miller while he did it. Oh, my God.
By the way, how is Reggie Miller allowed to call these games? I mean, I know it's...
Dude, and he
was laughing.
Dude. Yes.
The videos of him laughing at, Radio City Music Hall.
I don't know if y'all heard the game, right? Late in the game, he couldn't hide his bias. Like, he couldn't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
He was clearly rooting for the Pacers to win that game.
Yep.
It was so good.
Yes.
Just an unbelievable. The Pacers have done that three times now, these playoffs. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I think they.
They might have it.
Yep.
They might have it.
Can't believe Morey.
Sucks. We're going to get an Indiana OKC finals.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on NBA TV.
The first ever.
Yeah, on True TV. Check out the finals on True TV.
Thursday night football version of the NBA title. So in some Phil's news, Orlando Arcia DFA'd today by the Braves.
I saw that for Acuna.
For Acuna. Yep. So Acuna's back. But Arcia, of course, from Attaboy Harper.
Sure.
Yep.
24 months ago, he was an all-star, and now he is
DFA'd.
He is done.
Wow.
He is donezo. Harper ended his career.
Braves in Philly this week?
Next week.
Next week.
So looking – well, yes, this upcoming week.
Yep.
So looking forward to that. All games on, I think, all national TV on 6-4.
Yeah, 7 o'clock every game. Yeah.
Braves are 500 now, but get Acuna back and Strider's back now.
His Braves.
They're not my Braves. I just thought they were a good bet.
No, the Braves are going to be your Rams.
Yep. There you go, they are.
Of this season.
Acuna coming to save my fantasy team, too.
He is. I think we need to pour one out for Gene Segura.
Pour one out. He just retired.
I don't care. He didn't die. No, I know. I don't know what to say when they retired. I was kind of stuck in the middle of what to say at that point.
Yeah.
But who could forget his 200th double?
Yeah.
I mean, 200. We stopped.
Well, he didn't forget it.
He
sure didn't. But, man, Segura had such an interesting arc here. He got blamed for McCutcheon tearing his ACL.
Yep.
And that actually turned him into – he started drinking heavily after that, and he got overweight, and it kind of derailed him for a little bit. And then being able to bounce back 2022, and he wasn't a great player here, but, I mean, he had the hit against the Cardinals that kind of spurred this whole thing.
Yeah.
He had the big Gene Segura game in the NLCS, cold diving plays and a big hit to give him the lead. I love Gene Segura. Every time they walked someone ahead of him, he seemed to come through with a big hit. He was a fun little player here.
Yeah, I like Gene Segura. I did. He was a part of that 22 magical season. It sucks that whole incident with the McCutcheon sort of led to him being depressed or what have you.
But it did lead to Angelo versus Gabe.
Yeah,
which was great.
Yeah, it's great radio.
Gene Segura is the kind of guy who hit 295 and have an OBP of 298.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, he's a hitter. He's not here to walk.
No.
Now, the one thing that I think is going to be something to monitor with with Jose Alvarado being down and then being down bullpen options, is Thompson, he's going to start stretching these starters maybe an inning too far than we think, and whether or not that's going to come back to bite him. Like, Ranger probably went an inning later than he had to yesterday.
Yeah.
Lizardo the other night, he went back out there even though he was grinding it out for the first five innings of it. And he said after the game, like, we're down arms, so it's going to be even more pressure on this starting staff to go deep into ball games.
But doesn't
that means Dave needs to go out and get us a damn
or one of these guys should just go into the bullpen? I just like, yeah, what's worse, putting Ranger in the bullpen or letting all these guys pitch extra innings and then we get to mid September
and it, yeah,
all
we got
cooked.
Nothing, yeah.
Well, but that could be the benefit of the six man.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Gives them a little bit more of a break there.
Yeah.
So I think that's certainly something to monitor here. These starters going a little bit deeper into games. Now, he did say that when Nola's back, so Nola's throwing a bullpen over the weekend, could be back soon, that they're going to put Taiwan in the bullpen and just leave him there. So he said that there's no plans. Like, if we need a starter, we'll put Taiwan back in the rotation. They're interested in what Taiwan looks like as a real reliever. And they want to, I guess they're going to try him in some high leverage spots, and we'll kind of see how it goes.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either. I don't think it's going to work either, but whatever. You know, we'll see.
We'll always have that three inning through against the whoever
Rays.
It was, the Rays.
The Rays.
Yep.
The Rays. Wheeler on the mound tonight. The A's have lost nine in a row.
Let's make it 12.
I hope so.
Can we steal that Miller kid from Sacramento while we're out there?
Oh, Mason Miller?
Yeah.
You going to see your boy? Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some talent. I'm surprised they've lost nine straight. They were a little frisky. They're 22 and 29 now, so obviously they were over 500 when this whole thing happened.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, either way, Wheeler on the mountain, not a bad way to start a series.
Speaking of being frisky.
There it is.
He gave you the
there
eyebrows.
540.
Well, you know, like, the deal is that, you know, you have these summer nights where you're having a good time and you want to end it with the best time. You might need a little help. You might need a little help. We all need a little help every once in a while. Blue Chew's a little help. It's a little help. It's a chewable.
So it turns into a big help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It turns it. There you go.
Yep.
For some of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the tools are the tools.
Yeah.
But Blue Chew can help you get the most out of your tools.
Yeah, everyone's got different tools.
Yep. This is going to go to 50, isn't it? It's a chewable, not a pill. Easier to take.
Yep.
Nobody likes pills.
Is that what they say?
Same active ingredients as Viagra, Levitra, Staxin, and Cialis.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There it is. We're going to give you the first month for free just so you can try it, just so you can be better and you'll know it was the right choice. I know you've been thinking about it, but free, hell yeah, free. First month free, go to bluechew.com, use code 94, your first month is free. It's on us. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. It's like $5. You can handle that. And then you can really handle that. Look, you're not even going to have to go to a doctor's office because it all happens right there at bluechew.com. They figure it out there. They figure out the right mix for you. Answer a few questions. It takes 5 minutes. And then no pharmacy either. Just gets delivered into your mailbox in a discreet
hard
package. BlueChew.com, I said. Code 94, I said. Free first month, I said. Just pay for the shipping. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it.
Can I get this off my leisure real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
Totally forgot that Wilt Chamberlain is in the top 10. So for everybody out there who heard my list earlier, that was a just a brain cramp that I didn't mention Wilt Chamberlain. Of course, he's in the top 10.
Real players have to be in your top 10, though, right? Or is there not that?
Not urban legends?
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain's in the top 10, which means Olajuwon is definitely out.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Now, is your top 10 now really just 15? But there's 15 players.
It's five big men, five perimeter players.
Okay. Do you want to? Okay, so Wilt, Shaq, Kareem, Bill Russell.
And Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, that's the five.
Yep.
And then LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kobe,
Magic Bird.
Yep. That's the five.
Yep.
I think that's a pretty impenetrable top 10.
Well, that's the thing with Steph.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Problem. How does Steph get in there?
Well, I can't wait to take Tim Duncan out.
They're very similar in some ways. Good team guys. Won a lot.
Steph has had a bigger impact.
I think so. Yep, I agree.
Tim Duncan's a winner. That's his greatest contribution. He's a solid winner. What else?
Well,
it sounds like someone else I know.
So you want to drop him down the list because that's the only skill he has?
Yeah, interesting.
You said he had really good teammates, I guess, right?
Is he an elite winner?
Yeah.
Well, he is an elite winner.
Okay.
Jake and Delco, you're on WIP.
What do you want us to do?
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jake?
Good. Hey, I want to talk for a second about the tush push. I know you were talking about it a little bit earlier in the show. You know, I'm happy that the league, you know, did the sensible thing and upheld it and everything. And the talk of the injury risk, you know, I know that you were going into that earlier, and I know you played the clip from Kelsey. You know, I really have a hard time, you know, absorbing that because I've been practicing the tush push for about a year now in my backyard with my kids, and I have yet to get injured.
Well, how big are your kids?
Yeah, are you pushing them? Yeah, or are they pushing
who's
you?
Who's doing the pushing? Yeah. What's going on?
You know, a little of this, a little of that. You know, it's like, no one's been hurt yet. You know, my kid kind of messes it up now and then. He's donkeying around back there. But, you know, for the most part, everyone's gotten out scot-free. So, you know, I think they made the right decision. I think that we need to just sort of let that part of it go because I'm obviously living proof that there's no injury risk.
Yeah, well, you know, kids, if you're my age, you also were doing Superfly snooka stuff off
the
couch.
Top rope,
Never got hurt either. So that's a good one, Jake. Jake, for next question today, you got something you really love or really hate about summer?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I sort of have a bone to pick with an answer that was given earlier about swamp ass being one of the worst things about summer. I actually think it's one of the best things about summer.
You enjoy it, interesting.
You know, I do. I really like how it feels, you know. Your body sweats for a reason.
It's natural.
And, you know, in the summer, you know, my ass is hot, and that happens, and it cools it off, you know.
There you go.
That's a good spend zone.
That is an excellent call from Jake.
We're at that time. Of day and week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where the calls are there.
5:45 before Memorial Day.
Swamp ass is a good thing.
Yeah. Yep.
It's got to be the first time I've heard that one.
Yep.
Someone wants to make a case for swamp ass.
Yep. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Well, 3.5 hour concerts are rough, but 3.5 hours at the Farley Service Center, that's too long.
And dreams are made of.
I have to see you and talk to you on the same day?
People are happier getting a Whopper than coming by you guys. And it's so cold and all those flowers. Is there a funeral going on over there? I don't know this.
Hey, take my wife, please. It's like you just have one-liners here.
The 92 Cowboys, the 93 Cowboys, and the 95 Cowboys. Bam, there you go. There are some great teams right there.
95 Cowboys.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spike, yeah, I don't know. 92, 93 for sure. Yeah.
Spike, your common sense and compassion for the Cowboys makes you top of my list as host. Jack, you're the only host to let me win a prize, and with your common sense, you've named me top five caller. Ike, let's get to you. All right, Ike.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to quote you a line from The Walking Dead, something Rick said to Negan. I'll change a few words, though, here. The Cowboys will have the revenge. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday soon the Cowboys are going to have revenge on the Eagles. And when that day comes, Ike, I will bathe in their glorious victories, and you will understand my pain. Goodbye, losers. It's cold out here. Bye.
Cowboy Jim showed up today.
How about you just bathe?
Yeah. In a light blue shirt, handmade, that's a top five caller with Cowboy Jim on the back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta respect it.
Oh, I have to respect it.
Gotta respect it.
He is.
He's a treat.
No, he's awesome. He really is. He really is. He's. I didn't think he would find his way.
He did, though.
But he's found his way.
I didn't think he'd find his way through my ear, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. I didn't like it at all. Yeah. But he's become an excellent caller.
Yeah. Well.
Well. Okay, caller. Good personality.
Yeah, good personality.
Yeah. So, do we have, Buzz, do you have a list of our best and worst answers today?
I do,
for
yeah.
Prize.
Thank God.
What do we got?
Swimming pools, I thought was a good best one. Francie in LA is a good best one. Beach season, water ice, some of the highlights.
Well, hold on. Corey's answer was hot swimming pools.
Yeah, that was a terrible answer. Yeah, it was heated swimming pools. Yeah.
It did not specify the heated. I apologize. Baseball hosting parties, swamp ass there at the end.
I think Franski and LA is a good answer.
Yeah,
give it that. So that person will get their choice of tickets to go see Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, all in July, as we celebrate Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer. You can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. We want to do text line?
Yeah.
All right. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Don't worry, Buzz. Spike is talking trash about you now, but all you have to do is string together a couple of good shows and he'll be your biggest fan. Trey Turner and Bryce Harper.
Yep. Never said anything negative about him, did you?
I was never negative on Trey this year. And Bryce, I said, it was your show.
One foot in the grave.
It was your show.
I said I was disappointed in the actions, not the play. Want that clear.
I forgot that was his show that day. Yes, yeah.
Everyone forgets that.
Me becoming too negative on the Phillies this year.
It's going to drive you
something
crazy.
Else. Oh, yeah. I might quit.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. He was right there. Yeah. Easy.
Put Gilio there anyway. Yeah. What's next?
To finish up debate days, we've saved our spiciest debate for last. Spike from 3 weeks ago, who repeatedly said Bryce was cooked, will debate Spike from today, who is apparently the gatekeeper of Phillies fandom. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a tough battle.
Yeah. I give up.
They don't even let you. Yeah, they can't even let you be pro Phillies.
No, no, it was never going to work. Honestly, you had a good point. Every time I would do it, you would be like, "This is not you. This is not you." And the audience has decided it is not me. So I hated him all along. What's next?
Is Elliot single-handedly trying to bring back the term metrosexual? Knee-length pea coat, eye cream, perfectly coiffed hair, and now espresso martinis and Beyonce merch? Mark and Modco.
It's coiffed hair.
It is coiffed.
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 He is an idiot.
Coiffed hair battle? What are we doing?
Just look it up.
Yeah. How did you not know that?
Coiffed.
Coiffed hair?
Coiffed.
Have you ever heard anyone say Coyf?
That's what I'm saying.
Coyf. Battle's almost 50, isn't
it? No, he's younger than me.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Coyfed. What's next?
I think I might actually be a bad owner. Josh Harris, after listening to Elliot lose twice trying to defend him.
It's really the wrong guy.
Yep.
It's the wrong guy. All right.
Sorry. I'm never going to be good at not getting distracted by stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sorry. What's next?
Of course Metallica is bigger than Beyonce. Duh. The specific Eagles players that went to the White House.
That's not right.
You know, you remember Steve Everett?
Yeah. Hi, Steve Everett. You talking about my former teammate?
Yes.
Yeah, his former teammate.
So I saw Steve Everett at a Metallica concert.
That makes sense.
I've never seen someone so drunk in my entire life.
That makes sense, too.
He was pushing me, and he grabbed my arm really hard, and he said, "You should kill all of these guys." Talking about everybody else at YSP.
Jeez.
Then he ended up on the injured list, and they said it was something that happened during practice, and I was like, nope. That happened in the pit at Metallica.
He was drunk, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Steve Everett, man.
Yep. Is it him?
Well, he was different.
Yeah, he was. He was enormous.
Yes.
Yeah, what's next?
Mike is the nicest guy on the radio until your call has gone on too long and he interrupts demanding that you answer today's next question. Yeah. Tell me the best and worst things about summer and get the hell out of here. Tim in Newark.
Text line.
Got him. Yeah. When Ike's asking you next question.
Yeah, that's what you know is gone too far.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, well, thank you to Chickies and Pete and the Farless Service Plaza for having us. Thank you to Taz and Fran.
To blow away.
Yeah, and Tucker on site here.
Get out of here.
Taz, Fran, and Tucker on site. Thank you to Buzz back in the studio. And everybody have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend. See you at Metallica.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.